Well, hey there. Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us this week. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Joe Nunziata is my guest today, and he's going to be telling us how to get the life we want. You want to be sure and stay tuned for that. Joe Nunziata, right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Well, hey there. Don't forget to write me. Let me know how you're doing. It's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. MathersRodney at yahoo.com. I really like to know how you're doing. You don't have to tell me why you were incarcerated. Just tell me how you're doing and how you got there. If you've got something to share with us about job search skills or something that you've learned along the way, I'd like to hear about that. Remember, it's MathersRodney at yahoo.com, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. And welcome back. My guest today is Joe Nunziata. Joe, is that how you pronounce your name?
That is correct.
Joe is a life coach and a business coach and an author. We're going to speak with Joe about how to get the kind of life we want. Joe, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Rodney. Thanks for having me.
You know, I hear people say, when you're talking about karma, and your book is about karma, correct? And how to get rid of the bad karma. And I hear people say all the time this term bad karma has to refer to like bad luck. What exactly is karma? What is that?
Well, I never think of it as good or bad, because karma really is the way I see it from the work that I've done for many years, is really your karma is connected to, or the blueprint for, the emotional work that you are here to experience during this lifetime. So really your karmic map, so to speak, is tied to the emotional experience you came here to have, and that's why you have, you know, ups and downs and good things and bad things and so forth, and that's all part of your emotional journey. And the more people decide to accept that and say, okay, this is part of what's going on for me, it does make it easier then to deal with it and move forward. But I think a lot of people kind of look at it and say, as you said, you have bad luck or things don't work out for me, and see it from a different position, which makes it more difficult to then clear it and move forward.
Okay. Well, your book is called Karma Buster. And so I guess what we want to do is figure out how to get rid of the negative karma, right? So,
Correct. So
how do you do that?
Well, the first thing we have to do is understand what's going on. And I think we always begin the process when I'm starting with new people, that we start with awareness. And you have to be aware of what's going on in your life and understand what's happening and really see it. So the first thing that we want to do is really look at your patterns that have happened in your life. And you'll notice we all have patterns in different areas of life. So you have patterns in your relationships, your career, your financial life or your finances, your health. You have different patterns in those areas. So what we want to do is look to say, okay, where am I having an issue? So for example, you may say, well, I have great health, but I've always had problems with money. So that means there's some kind of a negative energy there. There's some kind of a negative karma there. And I have to first look at, what have I been creating? What's going on for me? What's happening, to elevate my awareness level so I can see it? So what I always, you know, suggest to people is, you know, get yourself a pad and pen and just start writing it down, because there's something about writing it down that really helps us visualize it and see what's going on. And so, you know, mm-hmm. write down what's happened to you throughout your career, mm-hmm. and you'll start to see the pattern develop. And then that is our first step. At least now we can see it. So, because before we're just kind of running all around and trying all these different things, I don't really understand what's going on. So that's the first step, is really getting that awareness going and seeing what's going on.
Okay. And I guess we've all known people that, and maybe we're one of those people, it seems like we all fall into this at some point in our life or another, where, you know, you just feel like you can't catch a break, you know? And so is this the same kind of feeling that you mean by the negative cycle? Is that the same thing?
Well, what ends up happening is, once you get into a cycle, it brings you into an energy that we think of, and the way I look at it, doing it from an energetic perspective or a spiritual perspective, it really moves people into feeling like a victim. And they start to feel like, I can't get a break, nothing goes my way, you know, I have bad luck, I have bad karma. They start to get into this feeling of being a victim, like everything's happening to them. So what we want to understand is, we are the ones that create our lives based on what we feel and what we believe. So in theory, now, if we're going to talk about this from this perspective, if I am creating something in my life that I don't like, or if something's happening in my life that I don't like, I have to see it and say, well, I'm creating that based on unresolved feelings and beliefs that I'm holding, and I have to be responsible for making that change. And when people get caught up in this idea that things are happening to them and they're victims and they can't get a break, it holds them in that cycle of energy, and that's why they never get out of it, because they just hold themselves in that victim space and they never get free. They just keep cycling around and around and around. Mm-hmm. And if they do that, they will never get out of it. They'll be stuck there forever.
Okay, so we create our own karma. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Well, yes and no. So let's say, for example, you came to experience, and again, this is where people, the brainy people, have a hard time, because we came to have an experience, and before you came to this physical world, you decided what you wanted to experience here. So let's say I went through two bankruptcies by 30 years old. So I came with the energy of failure because my soul wanted to feel failure. That was something I came to experience. I came to have that experience. So in that regard, I came to have that experience, but it doesn't mean that I have to always have that experience. Once I have the experience and deal with it, now obviously I didn't deal with it the first time because I did it again, and then once I start working on myself and clear the energy, I don't have to recreate it. But I have to understand that if I did have struggles and difficulty, that was part of what I came to learn. That was part of my journey, and that makes it a little easier for people to understand and say, oh, okay, I see why, because you see other people who have no trouble. Everything works for them, and they make money, and everything works well, and no matter what they do, even when they make a mistake, they seem to do well and make money. They mm-hmm. had a different path than you. They're not mm-hmm. better than you. They're not smarter than you. They just had a different road. So that's a way for us to look at it differently and helps people move forward.
Okay. Joe, I'm a little confused. So where does karma come from? Where does it come from? How's it created?
Well, basically, it's your blueprint. So let's think of it this way. Your karma is coded to your DNA, and your parents carry the energy, because you pick up your energy from your parents. So your karma really is coming from you before you came, and you said, this is what I want to experience. Then you select parents that have the energy and a similar type karmic situation, so you can pick up that energy. So you, in effect, you come with it. It comes with you when you're born. You come with this karma. This is part of what your life is about. And that your parents have the right DNA makeup for you, emotionally, physically, and across the board, so you can now have the experience that you're here to have. So in effect, you come with the karma. It comes with you. It's a package deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to take a real quick break, and this is a fascinating conversation. We're going to come back with Joe Nunziata. His book is called Karma Buster, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Man, have we got some informative guests coming up on The Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers to show us book through the rest of the summer and into the fall, and the guests are just outstanding. You want to be sure, if you know an ex-offender or you know a family and loved ones of an ex-offender that would benefit as you have benefited from this show, let them know about the show, okay, so that they can remember everything here is free. So all they got to do is listen, and so tell them about it. And remember, lots of cool guests coming up in the next few weeks right here on The Journey of Hope. We're talking with Joe Nunziata. He's got a book called Karma Buster. And Joe, one of the things that you talk about is something called your blocks. What are those? That sounds like something we need to know about. And how do you identify those?
Well, I think what's interesting about blocks to me is we pretty much learned that if I'm not getting something in the outside world, if I'm not creating something, then there's something stopping me from getting it. There's something blocking me. But the reality is that all your blocks are internal. So everything that's stopping you from being more successful, being healthier, having a better relationship, whatever that may be, that's based on your internal blocks, which are tied to your feelings and your belief system. So anything that's not happening for you has nothing to do with the outside world. So you have to stop blaming the outside world, and you have to stop pointing at the outside world and say, well, it's because of the economy, it's because of Obama, it's because I'm, I was born into a certain family, we didn't have any money. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with your feelings and your beliefs, because we all know people who have come from very adverse backgrounds and have been incredibly successful. So if that were true, that nobody could ever come out of an adverse background and be successful, that would be 100%, but we know it's not. So the blocks are not external, the blocks are internal. And this is where people struggle, because we're so used to looking outside and not inside. So you have to start looking internally for the blocks as opposed to externally, which is where most people do look.
Okay. You also mentioned that a part of your book is the keys for creating the life that we desire. Can you share some of those with us today?
Yeah, well, I think what we want to do is basically first understand what it is that we want to create. And I really have to tell you, when I sit down with people, or people come to my seminars or events, or when I coach people, and I start asking them these questions, like, what is it that you want to create? I will tell you that most people have a really hard time telling me what they want to create. They have a vague idea, but they really don't understand what it is. So the first thing you have to do is really say, okay, what is it that I want? What is it that I want to create in my life? The other thing we have to be careful of here is a lot of people are running off the energy or the beliefs of what their family taught them and what they believe they're supposed to do. So, for example, you're supposed to, we all have these certain ideas. We're supposed to get married. We're supposed to have children. We're supposed to have a certain income. We're supposed to have a certain job, whatever it is that we think. Right. So when you start looking at your life, you have to say, well, what do I want? What do I really want? And this is something that people don't do. They don't look at what they want. They look at, well, this is what I think I'm supposed to be doing. Instead of, so when you look, you have to first start with creating and saying, well, what is it that I want? What kind of life do I want? And again, there's no right or wrong answer. You may say, well, I want to be, you know, I work with people who say, I love working in a corporate environment. I love the conference room and the meetings and blah, blah, blah. Other people say, I hate that. I'd love to just be on my own and, you know, be independent. So there's no right or wrong answer. Mm-hmm. It's just, what is it that you want? What kind of life do you want to create? So without that understanding of your true desire, not the desires of your family, your friends, whatever, but your desire, what is it that you want to create? Without that, I have no point to start from. I have no way to start because I'm stuck in this same cycle of thinking about what I should do or what everybody will be happy with me and so forth. So that's the beginning of the genesis of really making this change, is stepping into your desires and allowing yourself to go there. And believe me, it's harder than you think.
Okay, can imagine. How did you get into all this? The idea of the karma and so forth. How did you get into this, and how did you come to write about it?
Well, you know, this was not something I ever thought about in my life. Certainly growing up, I grew up in New York. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I grew up Catholic and, you know, not really with any spirituality in my life. My dad was a cop. And, you know, we never really thought about these kind of things. He became a narcotics detective who unfortunately died on the job when I was 12 years old in a violent incident. Yeah, which, of course, thank you. And, of course, that changed my life because it changed the way I saw the world and it changed everything. And I was the oldest boy and I felt this feeling of responsibility. And I went out and I said, I want to, you know, right after high school, I got a job and I started working. And I said, I'm going to go out and, you know, take care of my family. And this was this whole feeling of guilt that I had going out there. And long story short, I worked really hard for a long period of time. And by 30 years old, I went through two bankruptcies, which I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And before the second bankruptcy, right before that happened, I saw it coming. I knew it was coming down that road. I said, I don't understand what's going on because I'm doing everything that I was told, you know, work hard, set goals. I was the person who, you know, read all the books. Even though I didn't go to college, I was reading all the books about success and biographies and what to do and how these people built their businesses. And I was very well versed in all that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't understand I couldn't get it. I said, why is this not working? And it was driving me crazy. So I actually began right before the second bankruptcy. I began by going to therapy, actually starting to talk to a therapist, and that helped. Gave me a different perspective on my life and the world, and then it started to lead me into energy work and metaphysical work, and that's really how I got into all this, because I started to understand that, well, if I'm doing everything in effect correct, and I'm working hard and doing all these things that you're supposed to do, and it's not working, there's something that I'm missing, mm-hmm. and that's what led me down the road to this work. And really what I learned in the process was what I was doing was not the issue. It was really my feelings and my beliefs that were stopping me from going forward. It wasn't that I didn't work hard. It wasn't that I wasn't smart. It wasn't that I didn't have dedication. It wasn't that I didn't set my goals. It wasn't any of that. It was me. And this was something I never thought of before, because to me, everything was about go out, work hard, and everything will work out for you. So that's really what got me into the work was failure, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting stuff. How do we get the book?
You can get the book at karmabuster.com, and you can go in there and you can order it on Amazon. There's also a Kindle version available to get it there, and we also have some nice bonuses for you as well. So if you just go into karmabuster.com, you can get the book there.
Very cool. Joe, I wish we had some more time. Joe Nunziata, the book is called Karma Buster. Thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. My name's Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. It's Mathers Rodney at yahoo.com, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Sure would like to hear from you. we're just plumb out of time. Why do people say that, plumb? I have no idea what that means. I just said it. We're out of time. I want to thank my guest, Joe. Thank you so much for being here today. Y'all be sure and check out the link next to the podcast. And I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.